Tulsa.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has hired an outside firm to investigate the Indiana State Fair concert stage collapse that killed five people and injured more than 40 others. This after questions were raised about how objective the state could be in essentially policing itself. Daniels' office says he contacted James Lee Witt, a former director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to hire Witt Associates to conduct a comprehensive, independent analysis of the state fair's preparedness and response to the collapse. Witt's company will provide a report to Daniels and the Fair Commission on state fair procedures and how decisions were made. Last night, the group Sugarland resumed its tour in Albuquerque.
I am sure that by now all of you are well aware of the tragedy that occurred at the Indiana State Fair on Saturday. Moments before we were about to take the stage, a huge gust of wind blew in and collapsed the entire stage, wounding over 40 people and killing five. In honor of those people who were wounded and those beautiful lives that were lost, we ask you to stand and join us now in a moment of silence.
At Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles. At Conseco Fieldhouse, the victims were remembered as well at the Maroon 5 train concert that was moved from the state fairgrounds. There will be a moment of silence tonight at the Colts-Redskins game, and donations will be taken for the victims' remembrance fund. Elsewhere this weekend, theater fans in Indianapolis are ready for a 10-day festival. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
The 7th Annual Indianapolis Fringe Festival will combine traditional and progressive shows that offer a wide range of performance art. The festival, which begins today, will run through Sunday, August 28th. Shows will be performed at a number of venues around the city. Tickets for the 50-some shows are only $10 plus a one-time $5 festival button fee. All of the ticket sales are returned to Fringe performers. Indy Fringe estimates the city has enjoyed $2.5 million in economic impact since its inception. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
And the city gave Fringe organizers a surprise Thursday with an $82,000 grant to help refurbish the theater and surrounding property on East St. Clair Street. A community breakfast this morning highlights the work of the Indianapolis Neighborhood Housing Partnership, an organization that works to help people achieve long-term home ownership. Partnership President Maura Carlstead says prospective homebuyers need to give it some thought to make sure they're ready to move from the rental world.
We would never say, here, this is better. We would say, here's three mortgage products. These are the implications relative to your situation and your goals. But you make the decision because you have to live the responsibility.
Keynoting this morning's breakfast is Harvard real estate expert Nicholas Ritsinas. An Indianapolis man is accused of ripping off the state for $17,000 in unemployment insurance benefits to which he was not entitled. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 27-year-old Lorenzo Lipscomb allegedly filed online claims for jobless benefits using the names of 18 dead people. Lipscomb and his sister are also facing charges in a separate investigation into income tax fraud. And the parent company of an Indianapolis area battery maker is having some cash flow problems. EnerOne has restated earnings amid losses related to Think Global's June bankruptcy. EnerOne's subsidiary has about 400 workers at its facilities in and around Indianapolis. WFYI weather for your weekend, partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high back up near 90. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, highs near 80.